Page.
Daddy, can't I have the teenager section?
Why didn't you say that in the first place? Then you could have shared the paper.
You can't share it with each other? I don't see why I should share it with you. But I'll be glad to share it with you.
Thank you.
Oh, let me hold him.
You will not. He's my cat.
There's that soy. Follow me home.
You gave him to me.
I can take him away. I'm stronger than you. Come on, let me look at the chair.
Oh, that's no way to talk to your sister.
Well, gee, Mom, look at Dad.
I'm looking.
Well, Mary and I both wanted the paper, but Dad got it because he's the boss of the house.
That is not the reason.
And he's not the boss.
Well, that's another question. You know, Jeff, maybe you're right. Maybe I'm not setting you a good example.
Hmm?
See, you and Mary just don't seem to understand the give and take of daily life.
Oh, he understands the take, all right, Daddy.
What are you getting at, dear?
Democratic procedure. In questions affecting the whole family, each member should have an equal vote. The decision of the majority is binding on all of us. No complaints, no sore losers.
Well, sounds okay to me, Dad.
All right. Put down Harry and sit down. Meeting of the Stone family will come to order. Now, I would like to move that a certain cat which followed Jeff home from school yesterday and is now in the process of making himself a permanent member of the family be taken back to where he was first seen by Jeff and left there.
Oh, no, Daddy, you can't take Harry away.
Oh, Mary, you can't love him that much. You didn't lay eyes on him until yesterday.
Besides, he probably belongs to somebody, so I vote to take him back to where he was found.
I vote for that, too.
I vote to keep him.
Well, I don't know. I've got nothing against Harry. I don't care much one way or the other. But, of course, later when we vote on whether or not I get that rocket launcher...
Oh, I'd vote for that, Jeff.
You would?
Uh-huh.
Well, then I vote to keep Harry.
That's outrageous. You can't sell your vote.
I'm not selling it, Mom. I'm just looking out for my best interests.
I'm afraid it's quite legal, dear. Even though it's highly unethical. Mary, remember that advance you wanted on your allowance?
Oh, you mean I can have it?
Maybe.
Oh, I changed my vote. Let's put Harry back where we found him.
Good. That settles it. The meeting is closed.
Hey, wait a minute. Where about my rocket launcher?
I'm sorry. The meeting is closed. That'll have to go on the agenda of the next meeting.
I think I'll start a reform party. Morning, Mom.
Good morning, honey.
Boy, you sure are pretty. Smell good, too.
Well, thank you, dear. Do you feel all right?
Well, sure. Hey, where's Harry?
Morning, Mama.
Good morning, sweetheart.
Breakfast here smells good, but why not? You're a wonderful cook.
My goodness, everybody's so happy today.
Uh-huh. Where's Harry?
I haven't seen him since your father left.
Oh, where'd Daddy go so early?
Oh, out on a house call. He'll be back in a few minutes. To have breakfast with us.
Well, this is about where Jeff first saw you. I hate to do this, Harry, but you must have a home somewhere. I'll be a good guy and stay there this time, hmm? I'm sure your girlfriends must miss you. Hi, honey.
Oh, hi,
good morning,
Daddy.
Jeff. Good morning, Mary.
Anything serious with the Jackson boy?
Mary? Ah, strong as an ox. Except on exam days. Arithmeticitis is bothering him today.
Arithmeticitis?
A chronic ailment of boys who would rather play ball than study.
Oh, don't look at Jeff, Mother. He doesn't pull those kind of tricks.
My beautiful sister speaks nothing but the truth. Oh, by the way, Mary, I'm going to the library after school, and I'd be happy to drop off those books for you.
Oh, well, thank you, Jeff. That's very kind of you.
I can't believe my ears. When did they reach this plane of peaceful coexistence?
Last night after our vote, Mary and I had a little talk.
Oh, caucus in the smoke-filled anteroom?
It started because Mary got to feeling unhappy that we dropped Harry from the ticket.
Oh, well, you see, he did sort of adopt us.
Anyway, we decided that we wanted a new ballot.
Yes.
All those in favor of keeping Harry, say aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it.
Fine couple of congressmen you two would make, switching your votes all the time.
Well, we're the power block.
Well, now, wait a minute. There are a couple of precincts that haven't been polled yet.
Nay.
Nay. You mean we're deadlocked?
No, because the cat's already out of the bag. It's the same day.
I object.
Me too.
Now, wait a minute. Last night we got a majority vote on this.
Boy, I didn't know democracy moved that fast.
Usually it doesn't, but the process is slightly speeded up where cats are involved.
Did he jump out of the car? Did he say anything?
Number one, I gave him a little push. Number two, he didn't even say meow.
Boy, anybody who'd push cats would beat his children.
Now, there's a thought worth some consideration.
Well, Daddy, I just don't think it's fair that...
All right, all right. Finish your breakfast. Harry is gone and the subject is closed.
Easy on the milk. I'd like some, too.
Tough.
First come, first served.
Jeff, don't be rude to your sister.
Oh, gee, Mom, she's always telling me what to do.
About that nice caucus you had last night.
It just proves you can't do business with a greedy politician.
All right, Thomas Jefferson, pass the dish you just prepared to your sister.
Thank you. Well, I didn't really want any. Besides, I'm late now. You can take the books to the library yourself.
That's just fine.
Oh, I guess I'm not hungry either.
Children will never cease to amaze me. A few minutes ago, we were living political harmony, and now we're back to the two-party system.
The party of the first part can't stand the party of the second part. And did you think it was a good idea to give them the vote?
Yahoo! Harry!
You made pretty good time, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, Daddy, please, can he stay with us? He wants to live with us.
Yeah, Dad, can't we keep him, please?
Certainly seems like he wants to be here. Yeah, besides, if we don't agree, you kids will never get to school. Now, hurry up, you're late now.
Oh, wait! Oh,
bye, Mom.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Daddy.
Oh, by the way, Mary, I'm going to have time to go to the library after all. Are these books here?
Oh, he's wonderful, Jeff, and I'll help you with that composition tonight.
You will?
Oh, me.
It was very nice of you to let the children keep him.
Well, it seems to me that Harry cast the deciding vote. Harry, make yourself at home.
Harry, gotta get used
to you. Come on. Hi, Mom. Hi, dear. You're home early.
Mm-hmm. Wanna see how Harry is?
Well, he's not in the refrigerator. He's outside. I got you some new cookies today.
Really? Where?
On the sink.
Good.
Not there. You close the door and I'll find the cookies.
Okay.
Here they are.
Good. Hey, how about some ginger? ginger ale with these cookies.
No, ginger ale spoils your dinner, but you can have some milk.
Yeah. How come milk never spoils my dinner? Hey, speaking of dinner, what about Harry's?
I got him some food at the market.
Well, you think of everything. Good old Mom.
I appreciate the good, but you can leave out that old.
Well, here's Harry now. They say. You want to go outside?
Okay. Just let him out.
Maybe he's playing games.
There you go, Harry.
Here you are, safe and sound.
Oh, thanks a lot for the ride in your new car, Jerry.
Well, it sure beats walking.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Is that you, Mary?
Yes, Mother.
You came home early, too.
Oh, I know, Mother. Jerry Hager drove me home.
How'd he get his father's car during the day?
Oh, it's not his dad's car.
Well, that's right. It's his very own convertible that he got for his birthday today.
That's right. How did you know about it?
Are you kidding? Everybody knew about it before second period.
Isn't it fabulous?
Huh?
Where's Harry?
I let him out for some air.
I like the cut of your jib. Well, hi, Harry. I thought Jeff let you out.
Oh, you want to go out. Milk, rinse the glass and start your homework, dear.
Okay, Mom. What's the hurry?
It's just possible your father will take us to a movie tonight.
Oh, great! You know, the Crown has the evil monster and the haunted mansion.
But the Rivoli has the face of love.
Oh,
hi,
dear.
Hi, Charlie. How's my girl? Had a busy day?
Oh, nothing unusual, just routine.
Well, I'm glad I can't say the same. Three new patients today and a couple more scheduled before the end of the week.
Oh, great.
Sure is. Now we may be able to make that trip to the medical convention this summer.
Oh, Alex, that sounds wonderful. Well, but how about the movies tonight?
Okay.
All right, come on.
A new hydrogen bomb and it was about to explode.
You'll explode when you see this. Have a look.
Aren't they cute? Oh, aren't they cute?
Well, how did Harry get these here?
I'm afraid you mean Harriet, dear.
Now you tell us.
Well, I didn't know about it, honestly.
Well, you can be sure I had nothing to do with it.
Don't look at me.
Well, they're here.
She must have brought them from her other home, wherever that may be.
Well, the question is now, what do we do with them?
Oh, well, they're so cute. Let's just keep them here.
Oh, not in my room. Harriet's okay. But the others, they gotta go. At least out of my room.
All right, Jeff, they can stay in my room.
Honey, Harriet was one thing, but, this is a pretty large family to acquire all at once.
That's right. Now, let's be sensible about this. You can keep Harriet if you want to, but the kittens we have to get rid of. Besides, it's easier to give away kittens than a full-grown cat.
Yes, and the sooner the better. Tomorrow will be twice as hard.
Time since we've had such a quiet dinner.
The silence gave me a headache. I worry when Jeff has nothing to say.
Well, we still have Harry, and after all, that's all they wanted this morning.
Do you think it was a good idea to let them go out with the kittens after dinner?
No, honey, as you said yourself, if they'd kept them overnight, it would have been worse tomorrow morning.
You're right.
It's
Since you're one of Mom's dearest friends and such a nice lady, I came to you first.
Thank you, Jeff, but really, I don't think...
Well, you're so kind and gentle. I know you'd be good to Harriet's kitten.
You're right, I would, if we had her.
Well, this is a very valuable kitten. I really don't want to give her away.
Well, then that's fine, because I can't take her.
But you just said you'd be good to her.
If I had her. But we don't. I'm sorry, Jeff, but the answer's no.
No. Oh, Jerry, I'm surprised at you. Everybody loves a kitten. How could you possibly say no?
I don't know. It just came to me.
What's the matter, Jerry? Don't you like me?
Oh, sure, but you're a girl, not a kitten. And, well, why'd you bring me one?
Well, because it's your birthday, and this is my present to you.
But, Mary, I...
You mean you don't like my present?
Oh, sure, but it's just...
Then happy birthday.
Thanks.
Loads.
Hi, Mr. Schultz. Boy, am I glad to see you.
Oh, hi, Jeff.
I was afraid you'd be closed. Boy, I'm sure glad you're open.
What would you like?
I'd like to make you a very happy man.
Huh? Jeff, I like you and I like your family, but why did you bring me a cat?
Because we like you too, Mr. Schultz. Besides, it's only a little kitten.
Kitten, cat, and what's the difference?
Well, there's a whole lot of difference, Mr. Schultz.
Anyway, what did you bring it here for?
Because I know the two of you would get along.
The two of us? What?
Well, you and Genevieve.
What do I need a cat for?
Kitten.
All right, what do I need a kitten for?
I'm very glad you asked that question, Mr. Schultz. First of all, Genevieve is not a kitten. Genevieve is the kitten. The kitten for you.
I don't want a kitten.
You can learn to love her, Mr. Schultz. Look at those cute little baby blue eyes. And that cute little dimple. And that cute little smile.
Yeah. But what would I do with a kitten?
Well, anything. Well, this cat's got the heart of a lion, and it's gentle as a pup, and it's strong as a horse, and eats like a bird. Besides that, Mr. Schultz, Genevieve loves you.
Our children are out giving away $100 bills.
Well, they're out giving away kittens.
That's what I mean.
I'm not making sense.
Look, you better call around and get your children home right away.
My children, what have they done?
Look.
$100 kittens missing. Yesterday, these pedigreed kittens were mewing for their missing blue ribbon mother. Today, the mystery deepened as the kittens also disappeared.
Oh, no.
That's what I said.
Well, don't you mean we got to go out and get them home?
I said that too, darling. We're not making any progress.
Well, we did it.
We sure did. It was a tough fight, but we won.
You were afraid you would.
What do you mean? It was your idea, and now you sound as if we did something wrong.
Oh, your father's not blaming you, but there is something wrong, and we're all in this together.
Well, it sounds terrible, Mother. We go broke or something?
Not quite, but somebody's out $400.
What your father's trying to say is that each of those kittens you gave away is worth $100.
My allowance for 2 years.
Well, maybe we can get them back.
No, not after the snow job I did. They think those kittens are smarter than Lassie.
Yeah, I guess I laid it on pretty thick myself.
Besides that, we can't be Indian givers.
Well, we have to do something. Obviously, we should contact the owner.
Well, I don't think we can just call the owner and say, we gave away your four valuable kittens. Look, I move we all go to bed now, and we'll figure out something in the morning. Hmm?
All right. Good night,
okay. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, honey.
Good night,
Jeff.
Does this mean we have to give Harriet back, too?
I'm afraid so, dear.
Don't worry, Mary. I'm sure Harriet will come and visit us every once in a while.
Jeff.
Morning, Harriet. Hey, where's the first lady of the house?
You mean our cook, dishwasher, housekeeper, problem solver?
Mm-hmm. Where's Mom?
I don't know.
Good morning, honey.
Oh, good morning, Dad.
Good morning, Jeff.
Oh,
Daddy, I have an idea. Maybe we could find Harriet a husband, have a new litter of kittens, and return those to the owner.
That's a brilliant idea, sis. Why didn't I think of that?
I'm afraid you're overlooking one very important fact.
What's that?
Well, the new kittens would belong to Harriet's owner just as much as the ones we gave away.
Now I know why I didn't think of it.
By the way, where's your mother?
We haven't seen her this morning. She wasn't here when I came down.
Maybe she overslept, like she's always telling me not to do.
She hasn't overslept since you two arrived. As a matter of fact, she was up this morning earlier than usual.
Well, where can she be?
Well, there's Mom now.
Why, she went out so early. It isn't like your mother to leave without saying anything.
Jeff, Mary, Allie, come here.
What have you got?
Mom, I think this is the solution to our problem.
Aren't they cute?
They don't look like Harriet.
Well, of course not. I got them at the pound.
That's my clever wife.
Oh, I get it, Mom. When we go to get the kittens back, then
instead of leaving them empty-handed...
Well, we give them these kittens in exchange.
And they're cute.
So we won't be Indian givers after all.
Mother, you're our country's first real female political genius.
Yeah, Mom, you get my vote every time.
The eyes have it.
You working on the family budget?
Yeah. I must say, you did a good job on Operation Harriet. Only cost us $12.
Thereby saving the family $388.
That's right.
Dear, I saw a dress the other day, and though I thought it was very expensive at the time, considering all the money I've saved for the family...
Hold it. You've made your point, dear. Would you settle for dinner out tonight instead?
Oh, just a minute. Jeff! Hmm? Come here, dear. How many times do I have to tell you the front lawn is a mess? Now, before you do another thing, I want it raked and mowed.
Just a second, Mom. Hey, Mary! I hereby call a meeting to vote on the postponement of the issue that has just been presented to the House.
Oh, great. What are we voting on this time?
Just a moment. I have decided to disband the democratic process immediately.
Well, Dad, you can't do that.
Oh, yes, I can. I've just taken over as dictator.
Bravo, I vote for that.
Can't vote in the dictatorship. Outside, young man. Get to work.
I'll give you a hand.
Thanks. Have you really decided to become a dictator?
Not really, dear. I just thought it would be a good idea if we converted temporarily to a political climate where parents can give orders and children can obey them.
Hey, Mom, Dad, look at the cute little puppy.
Don't tell me he followed you home.
Oh, no, Mom, it's Johnny's.
Well, what's his name?
It's not a he, Dad, it's a she. Her name's Hermione.
And when she has puppies...
We get to have all of them.